The incredible story of Bilam and his talking donkey provide an opportunity to have a broader discussion about the role and understanding of miracles in general. Number one is, when the Torah describes miracles such as a talking donkey, is it intended to be taken literally? Did that actually happen, or is it perhaps just a metaphor of something else? And either way, why would Hashem either metaphorically convey something as if it was a miracle, and if he actually made a miracle, why would Hashem go out of his way to change the laws of nature? Presumably that would imply some broader purpose. So one group of Mefarshim commenting on this episode do assume that there was in fact an actual literal miracle. Sorno says the reason Hashem would go so far is because he was trying to save Bilam from himself. Intending to prod Bilam to do tshuva, he was not yet irredeemable at that point. Kliyakar, in a similar vein, somewhat elaborating on that same assumption, suggests that there was a very specific tailored message. A donkey cannot talk innately, but was given a temporary gift from Hashem to be able to participate in Hashem's plan. In a very similar way, the expectation and the hope was that Bilam would learn the lesson and realize that his prophetic ability, like the donkey's ability to talk, was also only temporary and only a gift from Hashem if it would be used for the proper purposes, for the ultimate reasons why Hashem gave the gift to begin with. Just like the donkey can only talk for the reasons that Hashem had given the gift. Bilam's ability to prophesy was only intended to be the benefit of the Jewish people and not the opposite. So had he specifically learned the lessons, Mida Keneged Mida, that the donkey was intending to convey, he would have been saved from ruination. The Meshech Chachma also suggests that this was a very actual, literal miracle, but for a completely different purpose. In his understanding, the whole purpose of the story was very, very practical and pragmatic. Hashem wanted that all the neighboring countries and kings would be fearful of the Jewish people and leave them alone. In order to do this, he needed to show that they were untouchable. And he did this by having Bilam bless the people, and therefore their stature increased and no one would dare start up with them. But in order to create that stature, the miracle needed to be something that was public and undeniable in front of the most distinguished officers of Balak. If even a donkey can be made to speak by Hashem, says the Meshech Chachma, then all the other countries and the kings will reason that surely Hashem's blessing will protect them. And therefore that's why Hashem went out of his way to have this miracle in order to intimidate, as it were, all the other kings. In contradistinction with everything we've seen until now, there are some who, in fact, do not understand this as a literal, actual miracle, but perhaps something slightly different. For example, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim suggests that not only the donkey, but even the angel who appeared on the road and caused the donkey to stop, were not actual events that appeared in the physical world. Rather, it was a prophetic vision that Bilam, and only Bilam, saw. They were very real to Bilam, but only to Bilam, because in fact they didn't actually happen in the concrete physical world that we live in. Rather, it was a prophetic vision that Bilam had seen. Going perhaps one or maybe even more steps further, most radically, but really fasciningly, Shmuel David Lazzato, otherwise known as Shadal, a great 19th century Italian scholar, suggests, when it comes to the donkey, that the whole thing never happened, and it was all just Bilam understanding natural events and giving them religious and moral meaning. After all, says Shadal, if the donkey had really actually literally spoke, we would have expected Bilam to react with such surprise. After all, whoever heard of a donkey talking? And yet in the story, Bilam responds and corresponds and discusses with the donkey as if it's the most common, normal thing. Says Shadal, the reason is because, in fact, it never happened. What actually happened is that the donkey stopped going, perhaps because Hashem made the donkey stop, and Bilam got angry, and he hits the donkey very hard out of anger. The donkey, naturally, as we would expect after him getting hit, starts to bray. But the way it brayed was as if to say to Bilam, why are you doing this? What have I done to you? But then Bilam continues to get angry, to scream more, again as if to say, the donkey brays again as if to say, have I ever reacted this way that you should hit me? In other words, says Shadal, when the Torah says v'yiftach Hashem es pi ason, doesn't mean it talked the way you and I would talk. Rather, it means he made sure in an unnatural, atypical way that the donkey would bray. He opened its mouth. It was an unusual type of braying, but it was a total natural event. It wasn't talking the way you and I talk. And therefore, because of the way in which the donkey was braying, exactly at the time that the donkey was braying, In both of those reasons, Bilam reasoned that this combination of otherwise natural actions, not miraculous, but natural actions, are in fact Hashem's way of subtly communicating to him. So here we see a very fundamental machlokas, whether we take these psukim literally and assume that there was a real miracle that actually took place, or perhaps it was just a prophecy or just a metaphor and an interpretation of events, as any one of us might reasonably do. Sometimes we feel like Hashem is speaking to us through natural events. Says Shaddai, that's what happened here. This episode in the Mefarshim on the Chumash should be put in context with a comment that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says about this exact episode, where it says in the famous Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos that Hashem made 10 things in the last moments, the last seconds of creation. That is to say, at the end of the sixth day of creation, in Ben Hashmashos, as the sun is setting, the first Shabbos is about to take place, Hashem created 10 things, 10 miracles, and one of which, says the Mishnah, is the pi ha'ason, the mouth, the talking ability of Bilam's donkey. Rashi, there in Pirkei Avos, as well as Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, understand this Mishnah quite literally, that already in the 6 days of creation, the very donkey that would eventually literally talk to Bilam, that donkey was already created, even though it wouldn't be needed for many, 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 many more years until the time of Bilam. However, the Tiferes Yisrael says, no. No, the donkey wasn't created so long before it was existed and it was necessary. Rather, the potential for a talking donkey was created during creation. And that ability, as rare as it would be utilized, but the ability for a donkey to once in history talk was created and implanted into the original donkey. A single original donkey was created, and that was implanted, the ability through its DNA to pass it on through generation to generation until eventually in the time of Bilam, the donkey actually spoke. So here also we see two different approaches to understanding the Mishnah's description of this incredible miracle.